I went on vacation to Miami, and that's where I met Jackie Mason. It was July 5, 1971, on Collins Avenue in Miami Beach across from the Fontainebleau. The Florida sun beat down on the bustling streets that particularly warm day. I was vacationing from New York with my friend Izzy Lefkowitz, who had suggested Miami for its beautiful beaches and vibrant atmosphere. I noticed a camera crew with lights, cameramen, and Jackie Mason. I pulled my car over and asked what was happening. They explained they were conducting a screen test so the director and producers could see how actors looked with makeup, wardrobe, and hair on film. Intrigued, I stayed and watched for about 2 hours until they finished filming. When shooting wrapped, I introduced myself to Jackie Mason. "Hello, my name is Aaron Biston. I'm a very big fan of yours." He replied, "Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Jackie Mason. It's nice to meet you too," I said. "However, wherever I go, I have a problem. People say I sound like Jackie Mason, when in fact, I don't think I sound like you at all. I think you sound like me." He responded, "You don't sound anything like me. Kid, I want to keep you around in case I get amnesia and I don't know who I am. I could listen to you talking, then I can go back to being me, Jackie Mason." I persisted, "But Jackie, when I'm being myself, people still say I sound like Jackie Mason." Jackie quipped, "That's not the time to worry. The time to worry is when I, Jackie Mason, go on stage to perform and people say I sound like Aaron Biston. That's the time to worry." Jackie invited me and Izzy to lunch at a fancy restaurant in the Balmoral Hotel. After an hour or two, he said, "Kids, I got to go catch a flight to Puerto Rico to do a show." I offered, "I'll take you to the airport." Jackie asked, "What qualifies you to drive such a big celebrity like me to the airport?" "I used to be a taxi driver in New York," I replied. On the way to the airport, Jackie offered me $50, which was a substantial amount in 1971. I declined, "No thank you. You took me to lunch, so I want to reciprocate by taking you to the airport. However, if you want to help me, I'm out of a job. Can I get a job in your movie as an assistant producer?" That was my assertive side speaking. Jackie agreed without even asking for my qualifications. Then my naive side emerged as I asked, "What does an assistant producer do?" He replied, "I don't even know what a producer does, but when I find out, I'll tell you." I remained in Miami from July to September, taking odd jobs to cover my hotel expenses despite the incredibly hot summer. I was determined to wait for the opportunity Jackie had promised. In September, I went to the Doral Hotel and asked if Jackie Mason was a guest. When they confirmed, I asked them to tell him Aaron Biston was waiting in the lobby. He came down and said, "You're the kid." I asked if I still had the job, and Jackie confirmed I did. The movie began shooting in early September. The director was John Avildsen, who would later become famous for directing Rocky and other notable films. During filming, on my birthday, October 12, the entire cast and crew, including Jackie and the director, signed a birthday card for me. After 2 months of shooting in Miami, I drove back to New York. The long drive gave me time to reflect on this incredible experience. My friendship with Jackie Mason continued for the next 40 years, filled with many more memorable moments and conversations that I will always cherish. In 1971, Aaron Biston served as an assistant producer and driver for Jackie Mason. In 1972, he established Fantastic Photoelectronics in Borough Park, Brooklyn, an enterprise he managed until 1979. He relocated to Los Angeles and in 1980, commenced remodeling and constructing houses and apartment buildings. Whenever Jackie Mason performed in Los Angeles, he served as his driver.